This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And I thought what we would work on today, just for the fun of it, would be clearing some space for success in 2020 and the year to come. If you're listening to this, you know, in a future time, you can still use this practice of clearing to open up more space in your future, even if you're not right before a year end time. So just to kind of relax to begin with and see if you can't turn off the distractions. You'll receive more if you have other things not happening. So having said that, you can jog while you're doing this or bicycle or I don't think you can swim that easily, but you can be doing other things. However, if you have other things coming in, like other emails, you're checking your email, you're checking your phone, you're talking to someone, then you won't be able to have the full embraced experience of shifting into a brighter future. So there we go. That's so nice. And just breathe and just kind of relax for a minute and leave your worries out the door. I'm going to run about 9 minutes. So just see if you can't give yourself the next 10 minutes to change your life. So one of the things that blocks us from change is kind of sort of believing things will be the same or having experiences where, hey, that didn't work or this didn't work. And then when we get our new ideas, they get sort of crushed down by the weight of our past failures. And, you know, I am speaking from experience. So as we release the ties to being in the old ways of being, every time the year changes, we can embrace a new way of being. Thus the cultural practice of New Year's resolutions. So let's just kind of look out at the next year and kind of place yourself, if you can, 1 year from now, and just energetically look back and start planting some things in the year that might be dreams. It's a little challenging to do without being in person for me with you, but I'm gonna give it a try. So I picture myself, it's like Christmas 2020. And then I look back at the fabric of 2020, and I'm going to now go and populate that future with experiences that I would like to manifest or I would like to bring forth or actualize. So it's December 2020, and it was wonderful taking the kids to Europe over the summer. It's December 2020, and my show now has over 500,000 downloads. That'd be kind of exciting. It's December 2020, and I'm healthier than I was 12 months ago. It's December 2020, and my kids are happy and healthy and thriving. So one of the keys to doing this work of future prophesizing is to choose a couple of things that really are very likely to happen if you stay on track. So being alive 1 year from now is likely to happen. Then choose a couple of things that are slightly outside the range of they'll happen naturally. So it might be, you know, asking for more downloads for your podcast, if you're a podcaster like I am. It might be asking for more money in the bank. Might be asking for a different car to drive, or it could be asking for a vacation or a lover to show up. So you want to have a couple that are pushing the envelope, but still within the realm where you could say, yeah, that's possible. I could set things up. So if I wanted to, for instance, double my income, that's almost always possible, right? It's when we say I want to 5 times my income where we run up against all the disbelief stuff, right? So do a couple of future visioning These are just planting seeds. So again, we want to go up above our timeline and picture it's a year from now. And we're just going to sort of like reverse look at what kinds of things we would have liked to have experienced in the year to come. And then we do the fun part. I think it's the fun part. And this is the pie in the sky. This is like, I'll own my own home with a view. You know, the homes around where I live are in the millions. So that would be a really nice experience in the year to come. So, and yet part of me would go, how could I do that? Or how could that happen without extreme change and things like that? So one way to do your, and it's not really a wish list, it's like a list of things that you're committing to work on achieving in the year to come. So again, I like to start with some that are just pretty easy, some that are challenging, and some that are pie in the sky. Now, if there's one particular thing that would be like change everything, it would just be a complete game changer for you, then I'd like you to invite that thing in, that one thing in. Just see what it's like to have that one thing in. Just kind of place that thing right in the middle of your third eye. Just place that visualization of what a different thing in your life. And that, this could be a best-selling book comes out that you've written. It could be you find the love of your life. It could be you meet the president. That used to be something. So go ahead and put that one thing that would be just a game changer for you in one area of your life. Maybe losing 100 pounds, whatever, like the one thing that would just have you be thrilled to be alive. Would you invite that in, please, right now? Just put that right into the middle of your third eye. This is the space between our eyebrows. Just place that sort of dreamish reality that you haven't allowed yourself really to believe in. And go ahead and place that right in your third eye. And now go ahead and place that. I want you to kind of edge into having experienced it and place that in all the cells of your body. And just go ahead and place that visual, the actualizing of that thing, that one thing. Go ahead and place that in every cell of your body. Go ahead and ask it to be alive in every cell of your body and take a deep breath. And then see if that quickens you. And over the next few days, ask for inspiration on the next step you can take right now, next action you can make right now. So let it quicken you. One of the things that I got shown as an example for 2020 was the theme of creativity would be big for me in 2020. So then some actions I took was to start to have more creative messages coming through. I started working on a book on creativity. I started letting the vision of where I wanted to be a year from now come in and start awakening in my cells and start actualizing in my actions. Okay. Thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to Erica Glessing on the Energy Clearing Life Force podcast. And I have another podcast, The Erica Glessing Show. And starting Tuesdays in January, you'll be able to listen to creativity in our lives and our businesses. I'm going to be talking to some really fascinating people and A-list type celebrities as well. Seem to keep finding me. So I'm going to be enjoying that with you on the show starting in January. So.